sentence is the last veil to be lifted. Is patient, how can you be patient if you don't learn the secret of patience until you're going to die?
Do you know what his patient is?
Well, I try to know. I try to know.
What is your understanding of patience?
My understanding of patience is in a situation that is difficult to try to be calm and let it happen without getting all excited and angry.
If you don't try to be calm, what will happen?
Then you react to the situation, be angry or whatever it is, upset.
When you react to the situation, what will happen?
It causes trouble.
More trouble.
Does it cause
you more trouble, or it just makes those things to disappear? If you are not patient about it, and if you are not patient, what is the opposite of not being patient?
Impatient.
Impatient.
Yeah.
When you are being impatient,
uh-huh,
are you changing the reality?
No.
Good. So the intelligent, what is ordering?
Well, Sheikh Maulana and Sheikh Abdullah, Qadr Salasara, says to be patient.
Allah saying patience. Allah saying to you in the Quran Kareem, almost in every ayat that He's saying, Salat and patience. Pray and patience. Keep prayers and patience together. He's keeping that together. If you are not patient, what it does? Who does there what He said to you? Who is the one who's drawing the plan or the destiny? Who is it?
Allah.
Allah. Being impatient, what that makes to you, to Allah?
Rebellious.
Rebellious one. Exactly like Shaitan. They are saying to you, the servant is like a person drawing into the sea. This life is like they draw you into the sea, and the waves coming pounding one after another. What do you have to do to those waves? To fight? To try to change?
No,
you cannot. If you submit yourself to the waves, what will happen?
You rise to the top.
It goes up, it brings you down, the other one comes, carries you up, brings you down, shakes you.
Mm-hmm.
It will not damage you. The destiny will take you to the place. Where are you going? But it will not damage you. If you fight back to the waves, how can you fight back to the waves? You're going to swim away. When you swim one away, the other one is coming, smacking you again. So, every time you are making effort to change that, more trouble, deeper trouble you're getting into. So Allah is teaching us patience to say, submit yourself, then I will carry you top of the waves. Submission coming with that patience. If you have no patience, you cannot have submission. Man cannot say, I have submission, and not to have patience. Not to have patience means you didn't like the situation because it didn't fit to your ego, to yourself. It didn't fit to you. That's why you are impatient. You're trying to change things to fit to you. That's what impatience does. Running to change things or being rebellious to certain things to be what? To be fitting that situation to yourself. Instead of you fitting yourself to that situation, you're trying to change everything around to fit it to yourself. So that is not only making you impatient that time, that makes you rebellious, arrogant, stubborn, proud, because of the proudness, saying, well, I am, has to be. So proudness, so bringing all other characteristics of shaitan together now. So what breaks down shaitan? Prayer. Saying, you must be coming to five times prayer, Allah is ordering, and must be patient. If the person is not patient, he cannot pray. I'm watching, 10 minutes. One person tries to read or is speaking. 5 minutes. People cannot keep themselves. No patience. Huh? That's 5 minutes cannot put yourself to lock on that, to understand. So when the person does that, it's not only missing the situation, it's getting punished for it. Not in dunya, in akhirat. Because it's a holy association. Holy association, you are not only losing from dunya, you are losing from akhirat. When your job, our job, is to be patient, to submitting our will to the hand of Allah's will, and to be patient. Our job is not to understanding the secret of the patient, to be patient. When we will be patient, slowly the secrets of those things start opening to us. So when you enter to the grave, yes, the complete secret of patience will open that up to you. That means you have already passed the test now. If that secret opens to you, you pass, you enter to paradise, there will be no question asked. If you are impatient, if you didn't keep this body properly in this world, then in the grave they keep you like that. You cannot move. The life, you're going to feel everything. The man knows everything. Sleeping, or sometimes you are unconscious, but you know what's happening around you. You cannot do nothing. There is some kind of sickness. People reaches to that kind of sicknesses. It's only they breathe and they look. Or they're not even looking. They're feeling everything. Same thing that time will happen to a man. So what will do that time? You have no will to change anything, to move now. Now you're suffering more because you are not used to it. Those who's not used to it, to the prayers, nobody is going to enter to paradise without completing their prayers. No one. That's Allah's order. They can say to you, you are idiot, you're praying in dunya. They can say whatever they want. No one is entering to the paradise unless, how much life is giving to this person? This much life. He was the perfect person. Everything okay. He's not entering to paradise. He's going to finish those prayers. Not 5 times, 50 times a day. Counting for 50 times. Because original order is 50 times. And now, blessing all the Prophet ﷺ, coming down to 5 times prayer. If you carry it in dunya, 5 times prayer. You're not carrying. Yeah. Allah is forgiving. Of course Allah is forgiving. Allah is going to forgive. You're going to do the prayers for you to be forgiven. In the grave, in the darkness, in the hardship. Yes. In the other side, in the judgment day. The person. So the person is not patient to run to do prayers now. What is it doing? Is winning something? It's not winning anything. It's losing everything. It's like no one is getting away with anything anywhere. You may get away from that group of people that you think that is hardship to you. So many times people, they come to me and they say, oh, it's very hard. Let me get away. You can get away. You can go anywhere you want. Is that going to change that reality? For the time being, it's just going to delay it. You're just going to fool yourself a little bit more. If one day you find a real sheikh, you're going to find same attitude that I'm putting now. That chair has to be the same way again, saying, well, this is what it is, this is how it is. It cannot be different. If it's taking from the same source, it's going to be same. If it's not, it's not the right source. It's not changing the reality. You can escape all your life. When the end comes, now you're going to see tons of walls in front of you. You didn't move anything while you're living. So when the angel of death came to you, now you find everything in front of you. Now you gotta do. You gotta do all by yourself, and you gotta do it without any help now. So which one is intelligence? To be patient, to do what Allah is ordering now. Otherwise, I'm not patient. Patience also is not after you get used to it for the situation to say, I am patient. You're already used to it. So many things. How you are reacting to the situation when that minute that happens. Are you patient? Or you are just forgetting about everything and you're running toward to that? Or you're being rebellious to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? That's what it counts. Not after any incident that happens to a man, to any man, after a while, he's going to get used to it. That pain is going to go away, that real big pain, and slowly he's going to get used to it. If the person mother side, Allah is looking. That instant, first instant, what you're doing, how you're reacting to that. The father dies, or your daughter dies, your son dies. Something bad, how you are reacting to that? Are you reacting that to that with rebellious actions, or you are just crying because you are a weak one? Or you're being rebellious to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala because He has given that to you? So many you are watching saying, why is me? They looking to the sky saying, why is me? That is kufr. That makes the man to enter to a kufr. Why is you? You are who? Who are you and who am I? He decided to give you that. Who knows? Maybe there is a blessing to you in that. When you are not patient and you're saying, why is me? That blessing is lifted. Divine punishment would put on you that time. So what to servant is? What did you read? He has what? He is not governed. He is not
governor.
He is not governor. He is governed. So once you know that, I am not governor. I am governed. Who's governed? That one. I have to obey that one. Intelligence is saying to me, I must obey that one. If I don't obey that one, who's governing me? He's going to punish me. So is that intelligent to be disobedient to that one? Because the man is being disobedient to who? To the one that who governs him. Who governs us? Allah. When we are being impatient, that is to who? To Allah. In reality, it's to Allah. I didn't like the situation. You didn't like it. Allah put you in that situation. You have to look now. How am I going to live with that situation? What is the benefit in it for me? It must be a benefit also. If Allah put it there, it must be benefit. Allah is not putting anything to His servant if there is no benefit in it. So what is the benefit in it for me? This. For when you see the benefit, you say, oh, alhamdulillah. Allah favoring me with this. In reality, it is a favor. It's nothing else. Because everything coming from Allah is a favor. But if you are patient, it's favor and the reward comes with it. If you are impatient, the favor turns to you. You are not impatient. Curse and punishment comes with it. So now what do you do? With your own willpower, the way that you are reacting to the situation, either you're turning that to more blessing to you or more punishment to you. So intelligence is saying, to be patient. How are you going to be patient if you don't know the patient? You know the patient. We know what is patience. What we don't know, we don't know what is the secret of the patient behind. Yes. But we know what is the patience. We know what we have to do. When we know that this is between my willpower, and if I want to change this, it's not going to count it me as a rebellious servant, then I have to do. Allah gave me a willpower to go to work and to earn money, to make my life better. Yes. But Allah didn't give me the willpower to run to death and to leave His service. Once you leave His service and you're running to make your life more better, you are not a servant anymore. You left the service. But if you're doing the service and at the same time you're forcing yourself to go to make your worldly life more better too, you're going to find the ways that Allah doors is opening to you. Before you move from the prayer to go to that situation, you're going to see things are working for you. It's not with your hand, with your willpower. He's going to make it to work for you, easy. But if you leave your servanthood, your servanthood away, and you run to fix your life first, somebody says, well, I have to fix my life first. Later, I will turn to worship, easy. None of them up till now that who's saying that did. When their life became better, so yeah, a little bit more. If you start doing it, they say, so young man, why are you doing this, young man? Enjoy your life now. Yeah? When you get old, you do that. There is big problems there now. If you are not young, when they are young now, your son is young, sitting home, sleeping, not sitting here in the prayers. What direction that one is going to get now? Whatever the crowd that you're growing in, that's what you're going to become. Not only her son, it's so many people's son, everyone's, today's generation. Whatever the crowd that they are in, that's what they want to run into. But what is going to give to them? More deeper situation every time, more worse situation, and they're going to get into more deeper troubles. And later, when they're going to want to come out from that situation, they're going to see so many obstacles standing in front of their way. So they have to force their way to come out now too. You are entering, but it's not only entering, you have to come out, if you can come out. If you go down deep, middle of the ocean now, no way coming back. You are a good swimmer, doesn't matter, ocean is going to swallow you. So you have to be in awakening station when you are laying on top of the sea, not that sea to sleep and to pull you into the ocean. Once you move, you're not realizing, but once you realize and you look, oh, where I am, no help reaching to you. That ocean is going to swallow you. That person over there is screaming and crying. Is screaming to Allah maybe too. No help is reaching. Because that person put the direction to that side now. And no, once in a blue moon to some people, another help reaches, depending to the person's person's intention, of course. That happened to me once in Cyprus. I sleep on the sea, laying down. And before I open my eyes, see the island disappear. Every four corner I'm looking, only I'm seeing sea. It's not the ocean, it's Mediterranean Sea. But the first problem I have, now I know how to swim, but the first problem I had, I didn't know which side to swim now. So I became more patient. I said, stop now, think now, understand now. Because now foresight is sea. If I swim to this side, who knows? Maybe I go opposite of the island now. What's going to happen? So the patience helped me there. Being patient and asking help from Allah. How slowly I come back to myself, I understand, I say, well, it's a reality now facing me. I'm seeing in the middle of the sea. I don't know where to turn. This sea may swallow me instantly. I submit myself, say, Ya Rabbi, you know the best. Later, from far away, I see ship. It's coming. And I know that ship is moving from Turkey to Cyprus, to our port. So, okay, that's the direction. It's far away. So I started swimming. When I started swimming a little bit, before I turn and apply, I start seeing the buildings. So I wasn't so far away, but I was just a little bit off. And if you are impatient, if you are running crazy, you're not going to know what to do. That is going to swallow you. And if that brings you into the ocean, what's going to happen? You cannot swim back. You can see the size, you can see everything. You cannot turn back. So the life is like that. The life direction, it is important. That's why I'm saying, which direction you are putting your children on. Now you put them in the right direction, they may come out from that direction. It's okay. They have to make U-turn to go back to the wrong side. So it's going to take a long time to go back, unless they are very arrogant and stubborn. They stubborn, they want to destroy themselves. But if you put them in the right direction, now you know. Say, I hold their hand and I move with them up to this direction. Now for them to turn back, they have to turn back, they have to make U-turn, and they have to run back forward. So, it is important, the most important, to be patient. If the person is not patient, every time may build everything, lose everything. May build everything, lose everything. Unpatience, that's what it does to the man. It's like a gambler. He wins, and he's doubled. He has $1 million, he wants to gamble the million, to make it 2, he will lose everything. He will get up from the chair empty. So now, first thing we have to know before we react into anything, what is this going to give to me first? To me. Because if I am not comfortable, nothing around going to be to me comfortable. If you are not comfortable, you're not going to make anything around you comfortable. If you are a comfortable person, everyone touches you, you're going to give them comfort. If you are not, whatever you have, that's what you're going to give to them, anger. So first thing, I have to look at the situation. This situation, where is leading me? For my benefit or to destroy me? So the man either brings himself to the highest stations or pulls himself to the lower station. Everything is given to the hand of the man. But you're not realizing that minute that when you're taking those decisions sometimes. So, hell with it. I don't care. You better care. Everyone better care. When something put in front of them in reality is from Allah, you have to care. When you don't care, you don't care for yourself. That means now you're not fixing that problem. That problem, 1 mile down in the road, one is going to become 2. You may make that journey, but you're going to see 2 walls front of you now. If you don't fix those, a little bit down in the road, you're going to see 4 walls front of you. It's going to multiply itself. And one day, because you already entered to a dead end street, and you are going to, you think that you're going to your destiny, but you are going to a dead end. And dead end traps there. You may not be able to come out. So the patience, the man with patience will understand what is good for him, what is bad for him. What is for his benefit, what is not for him. And what is not for him, even if it bothers him for that time, it's okay. He's going to let it go. Because it's not for you. That in the future time it's going to give you trouble. So you must be knowing what is for you, and it's not for us to decide or to try to understand what is the names or the secret names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But what is for us is first is to know what is for us. That situation. Does we know what is patience? Does we know what is all powerful? Does we know who are we? We are weak ones. We know that. We know what is weakness. We know what is power. We know what is in our own limits. We know when it passes our limits. We know all these things. Intelligence is showing that to us. Some, they may deny that, but you can only fool yourself that time. You're not fooling anybody. When the man knows this is my responsibility, this is not. This is passing beyond my limits. When he knows those things, slowly, he puts himself to the right direction. When he puts himself to the right direction, then he's already in the right road. So the benefits are going to come to him more ahead, more ahead. That's why you're reciting Alam Nashrah Laka Sadra Surah. After every hardship, ease must come. So after every wave that's coming, that's what it means. After every wave that is coming in the life, the ease is going to come. Then there's another wave is going to come. Then the ease is going to come again. So what your job is to be patient when the waves are coming, then the ease is going to come that time. That time, you don't need to be patient. You are in it. You are comfortable. You are comfort. You are already patient. The patience is to be when certain things, it is front of you, does not fit you, you don't like it, and the situation is not making you happy, to be patient to that. Person cannot say, well, I am patient, I have $1 million in the bank, yeah, I have 10 made, yeah, I have everything, yeah, I'm patient. That's not being patient now. Now, that person's patient has to be something else now. That's why you need a sheikh. Now the sheikh is going to test that one, saying, come here, take this, put it here, move this here. You cannot say, oh, this is not Sharia, this I don't like, this is not for me. You're being impatient now. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives people complete different, he gives different tests to everyone. Everyone has different tests in the life. You're not going to look for that one's life. That one is not going to look your life. Everyone's life is different. Everyone's life, they have the hardship and the ease. You may not be able to carry that life, and that one is not able to carry your life. There's others above that you cannot carry their life. So you have to look, what is your capacity, what Allah has given to you, and how you are moving toward to that. Now you know that you have a high level capacity you have, okay? And the other person has low level capacity. You cannot be tested with the same thing. Understanding? You have to be tested with your capacity. What Sheikh Mawlana is saying in that book, Allah is not going to test you with the test that He is giving to His prophets. If He tests us, we're going to fail, definitely. That test was the prophets. Prophets' capacity was different. Now, Allah is not going to test us the way that He's testing His awliya Allah. Unless you are one of them. If you are one of them, you have to go through the same test until you reach to that station, and that station to open to you. So you have to be patient. If you are not patient, you may lose that station. And which intelligent man in this world wants to lose that? That's not being, it's not being, not even being donkey. Who is sleeping? Eh? Who is sleeping? Eh? Dying here, it's difficult, okay? Again. You're passing the test? Like that. You don't even know what it is. Sleeping so much. Shaitan said, sleep. It's time to sleep. Time to sleep, you suffer, make him suffer. The worst thing that you can do to your guest, to your neighbor, when somebody's speaking and you're sleeping. That's the loving waking. I'm expecting for children to do that. Not 90 years old. Aren't you 90 now? Huh? You have to be opening 4 ears, not 2, to hear this and to understand. Not being patient, you're sleeping all day. You cannot be patient until you go home. 5 minutes later, you're going home. What's wrong? You came 15 minutes ago, now 15 minutes later, you're going. What is that? Yeah, they're just saying, this is harsh. Harsh? 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 Hardship? This sheikh is very tough and rough. Yeah, right. Well, I'm speaking, giving you soft, but you're sleeping front of me, and later the sheikh is tough. One is sleeping over there, the other one is mine, is who knows where it is, the other one. What did I say up till now?
Patience.
What the patient does?
It makes makes life easier for you. If you're impatient, that means you're fighting the waves. If you're patient, the waves will take you up and take you down. It won't. Whatever the waves does to you, it's not going to harm you. And that way, you're submitting to Allah. And if you're impatient, that means you're fighting. You're not submitting to Allah. You're rebelling.
You are doing what?
Rebelling against Allah when you're impatient.
Mm-hmm. Rebelling, that's right. Against Allah. Shaitan was not patient. He didn't think that Allah said to him, make such that for them. With all this knowledge, if he were to think, with all the knowledge that he had, if he were to think, he will see that when he makes such that, meaning such that not only going down, Allah said to him, now, follow Adam alayhi salam. Such them in. Now giving bayat to him. So that's why somebody says, I don't want anybody. Allah is enough to me. I don't want Sheikh. Or some says, I have my Sheikh. Who's your Sheikh? Sheikh Mawlana. MashaAllah. How many times you see him? By the phone? There is no. You're choosing. You're supposed to. What is the difference now between Shah Marana and Shah Abdullah Tarastani and Shah Naqshbandi, if you have no connection with him? You're not receiving from the heart to say this thing to turn right and you turn right, turn left, turn left. Easy for ego to say, I have that one. He said, no, you don't have that one. That one, who has that one? Those people who's doing everything correctly 100%, and before they do, they sit and they listen. I want to do this, Shah Mawlana. No, do it this way. If you hear that is your Shah. If not, that's not your Shah. You're hearing your ego. So that's the problem. So the first characteristic came from Shaitan. Allah says, Sejda, make. Obey Adam alayhi salam, now one. Don't come to me to ask me anything. Whatever you need, ask him. Your secret, I put it in him. He didn't. He was not patient to sit and to understand. He destroyed himself. After all those worshipness, after all those prostration and everything, he finished, vanished himself. He destroyed himself. From the highest station, he has fallen to the lowest station. Just 1 minute of impatience, being in divine presence. That's why more your station is going higher. Now you have to be more careful what you are saying, what you are doing, where you're looking, what Because now, more closer you get, more fast you may receive the word back to you. You cannot just be like an ordinary person to say, this ordinary one, well, he's ordinary. He's not reaching. They're not taking him for counting anyway, yet. But those who's being counting and going to higher station, every station that they're going higher station, they become more careful, more alert, less heedless, more awakening. That's why Holy Prophet is saying, be careful from the vision of a believer. He looks with the nur of Allah. So you cannot fool him. Not you, Shaitan cannot fool him. He knows which side Shaitan is coming now to fool him. Because he looks with the nur of Allah. He looks with that light, Shaitan cannot fool him. Bismillah al-Fatiha.